President Obama is proposing to spend $300 million for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative over the next year, same as this year. The Democratic-controlled U.S. Senate goes along with that, but the GOP-dominated House at first cut the spending to $60 million, but now may be okay with $210 million. The potential $90 million cut still troubles Racine Mayor John Dickert.
Is it very efficient to go into a project midstream and tell the project that they have to stop? Because once they have to get started up again, they're going to charge you for all those costs of getting started up. That's not an efficient and effective use of money.
Wisconsin has already received about $180 million from the Restoration Initiative for beach cleanups, pollution prevention, and other projects. Great Lakes mayors say they're also worried about a plan by House Republicans to make a major cut in a nationwide loan fund that helps states improve sewage treatment. The GOP and Senate Democrats are more than $1 billion apart. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says his city is one of many in need of sewer upgrades.
Some of this is going to be sewers that are installed by the sewage district. Some are sewers that have to be installed by the municipal governments. So throughout Milwaukee, throughout all of southeastern Wisconsin, we have to constantly update these sewers.
House Republicans have generally argued that the federal budget deficit is forcing cutbacks in many programs. The Office of House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan of Janesville did not respond to a request for comment. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.